Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. All right, folks, here we are. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Please share this show around. Please, I'm running a little behind here. A little, things popping up at the last minute. We have a surprise guest here coming on shortly. Brian Colfoss from We Build the Wall. We had him on there a while ago. And, when they first started We Build the Wall, you might remember him. He is a triple amputee veteran, wounded on the battlefield, service to our country. And back when President Trump was trying to build the wall, they were giving him nothing but flack. But Brian Colfoss started a GoFundMe account and raised like $25 million in the nick of time, like, bam, nailed it. Well, they tried to drag these guys through the mud. They tried to say they were committing crimes and evading taxes and all this fun stuff like that. So we're going to have Brian on here very shortly because, Memorial Day is this weekend. And him being a triple amputee veteran, I'm sure he'll be memorializing some of his brothers over this weekend in memorial of those lost on the battlefield, which is very, very important. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Binford there on the live feed. Say hello. United Patriots Uprising every other Monday on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. James Bostwick and a Conservative Perspective heard Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, and me Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. So get this out, folks. I'm really behind here a little bit, so I'm trying to share and talk. So you see the anti-Semitic attacks occurring across America. The left calls us God-fearing, country-loving, President Trump supporters Nazis. While they use Nazi tactics, harassing, beating, rioting, looting, burning, trashing, and attacking our Jewish friends on the streets of America. It is really out of hand, the things that I'm witnessing that I never thought I would see in my lifetime that I'm seeing. Really? His name Adolf O. Biden? What's going on here? How come he's not standing up? Where are the anti-fascists in all of this? Are they the ones doing the tactics of looting, burning, assaulting, harassing, and attacking fellow Americans and our fellow brethren of the Jewish faith? Pretty insane, the things that we see, hear, and feel on a daily basis when you turn on the TV and try to watch the news. And when you see the people getting attacked, like, what? What is really happening here? What is really, really happening? So we're going to kick this show off here, right here in just 2 minutes. We've got a couple things we got to do, like this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I'd
never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed. And they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level. And fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please.
All right, folks, we're ready to rock and roll here. I got everything ironed out. Sorry for that few minutes of dead air. All right, so we build the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a last-minute decision. My friends of Jack and Jexit, Michelle and Sophia and Miriam and everybody else, just hold the line. We're going to talk to my friend Brian here. He's got a case coming up. Now, folks in Florida, this is going to be for you guys because he's got a date. You got to hear his story. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, veteran, hero, cool guy overall, just a great American. Brian Colfaz joins the show. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. All right, so real fast, we build the wall. Huge success. Raised $25 million in the blink of an eye. And then what happened? You started building the wall on people's land. Everybody was loving what was happening. And then what happened? Real fast, just, you know, brief synopsis of what happened and what's leading up to your case coming up next week.
Yeah, well, what had happened was the federal government decided we were getting too powerful with the people united and taking these matters into our own hands. And the corrupt Department of Justice brought indictments against us. Well, basically as a target against Steve Bannon, take him out from working with President Trump before the election. That's what they did. But now the case is falling apart because Steve Bannon was pardoned, and lo and behold, the Department of Justice isn't happy, and so they brought a new indictment against myself for tax evasion, because I amended my tax returns in 2020. And so next week I have a court date here in the Northern District of Florida in Pensacola. And it's a disgrace of what they're doing to veterans, what they're doing to myself. And I'm looking for patriots to come out and show support, to show the Department of Justice that we're not going to put up with this type of behavior.
And, do you have an exact location for this, hearing that you're going to and a date?
Yeah, it's, June 2nd. That is Wednesday, June 2nd at 2 PM at the federal courthouse in downtown Pensacola. And it's known as the Northern District of Florida Courthouse in Pensacola at 2 p.m. on this upcoming Wednesday. So we're just putting out a call to all the patriots to come down there and show support and stand up to this corrupt DOJ and the Biden IRS, who is clearly now up to their old tricks of targeting conservatives again, and it's only the start of it.
Right. So, folks, you heard that. Here's an American patriot, veteran, triple amputee, American hero, who is being prosecuted by tyrants right here in the Sunshine State. If you are a Floridian and you are in this area, and Michelle, I direct this toward Jexit and your large organization too. If you guys hear this, you got a lot of people listening today, head on up to Pensacola, 2 p.m. this coming Tuesday to help this amazing patriot. Because if anything,
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday, June 2nd, up in Pensacola, Florida. This is a very important case. If anybody knows anything about protecting and being safe on the borders, it's our Jewish friends. As we watch what's taking place as Palestinians attack them over their border with over 4,000 missiles in 11 days. And they know. So if you're out there and you're with the Jexit organization and you have a great network of people and friends, or if you're just a regular patriot and you're sitting down listening to Patriot Nation Radio right now, sipping a cup of coffee and chilling, try to make it to Pensacola, Florida, Wednesday, June 2nd, 2 p.m. at the federal courthouse and show some support. It's Memorial Day, for crying out loud, and let's memorialize our veterans, remember those who gave their life on the battlefield, and support those who came home and lost their brothers and sisters on the battlefield, because we know how traumatizing that can be, just losing your pal on the battlefield. So remember them, help Brian, show up. So as far as We Build the Wall goes, what's the story with We Build the Wall right now?
We're still fighting back against the Southern District of New York. The case was bogus to begin with. It's all a sham just to take us out and to take our donors' money away and stop us from building more border wall. With Steve Bannon out of the case now, it's crumbling, and we believe we will prevail, as we've been saying we're going to win this. And hopefully we can start building more border wall under Biden. And, you know, we're just going to stick our thumb in their eyeball every chance that we get to get this done. And we have some great lawyers working to help us. And, we want to be true to our project and put this money towards good use as we originally intended and not let the tyrants in New York take the money that was donated to us to build the wall.
Right, and people donated that with the intention of building a wall. So if they actually do that, they'll be like stealing. It'll be like thieving from the American people who want to secure our borders. Folks, 90% of all dangerous fentanyl and heroin comes across the border. MS-13 comes across the border, and guess what? We're in the middle of a pandemic. You know what else comes across the border? Corona. When they talk about the third wave, they're talking about they're importing the third wave. That's why they know it's coming. And they're spreading it all around the country. See how fast they stopped talking about it when people started showing concern, when people started going, oh, man, that's crazy. All of a sudden, they don't report on it. They keep it quiet. Just put them on buses, get them on planes, fly them around the country, and don't tell nobody. Thank God we have
that's
good
exactly
reporters.
What they're doing.
We got good people on the ground blowing the whistle. And people like Brian and We Build the Wall and, Foreman Mike, guys like that.
Yeah.
Of course, Mary Ann Mendoza and the Angel families have big support behind this group and organization. And I want to thank Mary Ann for directing you my way. Folks, again, that is Wednesday, June 2nd in Pensacola, Florida. Be there, be square. Anything else happening on the forefront for you and the group? Anything, any announcements, anything coming up, a website? Can people still donate? Are they still able to donate if they want to donate?
You cannot donate towards We Build the Wall at the moment. Part of the indictment is we're not allowed to fundraise. Our website is still up at WeBuildTheWall.us, and there are updates that we put up there occasionally. So go WeBuildTheWall.us. Or if people want to follow along on what's really going on with the federal court case, I have a website that is fight4 Colfage, my last name, fight4colfage.com. And there's all the stuff that's going on with the We Build the Wall case on there and updates. So go check them out.
Did you say it was the number 4 or F-O-R?
Yeah, the number 4. So fight4colfage.com.
All right, I'm putting it up on the live feed. There you go, folks. If you want to help out, help this guy in his defense and help continue to build the wall, because we know it's going to happen there under this administration. It ain't getting built. I've seen that you had Mary Ann Mendoza and others go down and walk around with congressmen and looking at piles and piles of materials just sitting there in the desert, in the dirt, getting buried by sand when the wind blows. Pretty soon it's just going to be little mounds out there. Hopefully we can get this done and get this wall up and stop this crap, this invasion. This is an invasion, folks. I don't care what they say. They are invading. Now, look, I understand. They might be mad. Mexico might be pissed off. We had a war. We won the war. We got the land. It's understandable. You want the land back? Guess what? You declare war and you come take it. See how that works out. Otherwise, get the hell out or come here legally. You know? God bless
yep.
America. Now, let me just do this real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, I have one hell of a show lined up here tonight. We got the creators of Jex that are joining us. And I'm going to bring Michelle on right now. Hey, Michelle, how are you? Hello. They must have it on mute or something. Well, when you come on, your phone is – oh, that's the wrong one. That's Mel. Sorry, folks. That's our producer. What number is it? It's 9510. That's the one. Sorry about this, folks. The board is loaded with people tonight. It's good news. I like to see a packed board. Where did it go? I don't see her on here. 210 is Miriam. 850 is Brian. Where did he go? 561. There we go. We got him.
Can you hear me, Mark?
All right. Hey, Michelle. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
And I don't know if you heard the story, what's happening right here. I got my friend Brian on the line, and I know you guys are based here in Florida, and there's a call to action to come up and support this gentleman who's being railroaded by the federal government for trying to help our great President Donald J. Trump build the wall. Say hello to Brian. Brian, say hello to Michelle.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Michelle. Thanks for everything you're doing as well.
Thank you.
Doing amazing stuff.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
And this is a gentleman here who's put everything on the line for this country, everything on the line. And we need to try to support this guy. So maybe put a call to action out to your friends in Jexit in the Pensacola area and have them show up and show some support. We've been reaching out to Angel families who are affected by this, a horrible scourge at the border. And it's very important, like you said, Michelle, we need to stick together and fight together because the divided we fall. And it's great to see a lot of unity coming out of all of this.
Brian, we'll get some strong Jewish women. No, they'll give in. They'll be like, no problem.
That's what we need. We need the fighters. Come on out.
Exactly.
Well, folks, we got Brian Kofog on the line right now, and he's trying to get some support. So if you're out there and you're in Pensacola this coming Wednesday at 2 p.m., be sure to show up to the federal courthouse. It's very important that we get this done and show some support.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right. And Brian, it's up to you. If you want to stick around and hang out, you can. And maybe we can give the information out a little later in the show. I will be furnishing it again later on in the show as well, because we got one heck of a show lined up. We're going to be talking about this horrible scourge in this country of people being attacked for just being Jewish. It's crazy.
Yeah.
By people who call us Nazis, right? They're burning, they're looting, they're beating, they're harassing, taking down statues, erasing history, and attacking Jewish folks on the streets of America. And they call us Nazis. I think we got this backwards. Our friends in Jexit know who the real Nazis are, and it's Antifa, at least. Am I correct, Michelle?
Well, we just fought at the school board in Palm Beach to get a principal that was reinstated who can't attest to the fact that the Holocaust existed.
Jeez.
So we have a huge task in front of us. We're pulled on every angle, and we're doing the best we can do. But the one thing that we do is we do not believe in cancel culture, and we speak the truth. And if it hurts your feelings, we're very sorry, but the truth has to be told. We're really dealing with the battle of good versus evil.
Do you know what I find to be extremely shocking, Michelle, is last weekend, down the road from me in Tampa, folks were being harassed by folks carrying Palestinian flags on the streets of Tampa. What is going on here?
It's exactly what I'm saying to you. It's unbelievable, and the propaganda and the narrative has been just hijacked by evil. And Israel is being portrayed as an apartheid state. It's happening on so many different levels, but I wanted to – I know I've been on your show many times before, but I want you to hear some from Sophia and Marie. Marie is a black Jew who has had more issues with anti-Semitism than racism, and I think that's really going to hit home with your listeners. Sophia escaped communist Romania. And she's Jewish, and so between the two of them, I feel that we shouldn't waste any time because their testimonials are absolutely riveting.
Well, she's on the show right now. Welcome to the show. I find that to be incredibly unbelievable. Because all right, so she's black and Jewish. Where's Black Lives Matter when they're going after people like this? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Black Lives Matter only if they're rioting in New York City or somewhere in Portland, burning down somebody else's property, attacking people, harassing people, and going after law enforcement and beating up Jewish people in the street.
Right. Well, Black Lives only matter if you follow their mantra, you're drinking their Kool-Aid, then only Black Lives Matter. Everybody else, it doesn't matter.
Well, I had this great lady from New York come on the show, Bevlin Betty. They had painted Black Lives Matter across the street in front of Trump Tower in New York City, and her friends went there with gallons and gallons of black paint and smeared it all over the mural. It was a great, great thing to see.
Oh, yeah. She got arrested several times, and she was like, she knew the law that they would just let her right back out again. And she did it again.
The same day, she went and got two more murals that were in the city on the same day after getting arrested for the first one. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people like that fighting the right fight. We need people like the ladies of Jexit. What an amazing story. Of Jexit too. I remember when it first came out, I was like, wow, I really like that. And our good friend, the godfather, George Colella, created the little patch for you guys in the hat and stuff. And I was like, this is amazing. And I had Michelle come on right away. I was so interested in the movement of Jexit, Blexit.
Mark, we just had a rally. Can you hear me? We just had a rally,
yes,
and the King David Bikers, this is the Jewish biker group, they all put on George's patch, his support patch. It was amazing. So George is a great teammate, and now the King David Bikers have the patch.
And know this, folks, and I'm looking right dead into the camera and speaking loud and clear, correct? At Patriot Nation Radio and the network that supports this show and the other two shows that we have, we support Israel. And that's it. So when you lob 4,000, if I was Benjamin Netanyahu, the guy shows great restraint. I don't know how he does it. He's an amazing leader. If I was him, Palestinians would all be homeless today, and Palestine would belong to Israel. That's simple. They have the power and the wherewithal. That's what I would do. I'm sorry. And I'm not a warmonger, and I'm not for war. But I'm for peace, and you will never have peace as long as there's Palestinian Authority and Hamas. That's it. Right?
100%. Can you hear us?
Yes. It got
100%.
Quiet there for a second.
A designated terrorist group. They're putting up and revering and wanting to deny Israel not only their right to defend themselves, but their sovereignty. There's not going to be peace in the Middle East until our enemies acknowledge the fact that we are not going anywhere, and that is our state. That is the Jewish state, period.
Yeah. look, they got a piece of land. They have land. You give them an inch, they want a mile. If you move the border, you change the borders, they'll be happy for a week, and they'll start lobbing bombs again. That's why the border needs to go in the other direction. If anybody understands secure borders, it's our Jewish friends, because they are under their border is out of hand with Palestine. And what's worse? Thousands and thousands of people spreading COVID across your country, or 4,000 bombs in 11 days? I think 4,000 bombs in 11 days is way worse. And they have every right. And all right, say Canada lobbed one missile in Bernie Sanders' backyard. Are they going to go, oh, no? And wait a second. Bernie Sanders is Jewish. Where are the Jewish Congress people? Where are the Jewish senators? Where are they in this? How are they backing this? How come they're not standing up for Israel? What's going on? Are they getting paid? Is someone got their hand out with stacks of cash for these people so that they don't stick up for Israel? What's going on there with our Congress people that are of the Jewish faith?
I think they're kowtowing to the squad. They want the progressive vote so badly, and they want to stay in power so badly. They'd rather sell their souls and their people basically down the Nile than actually do what's right.
So now let's hear your story as an African-American Jewish person. The treatment that you find you're getting, is it twice as much now because you're Jewish and African-American? Or because I know, like me, my black friends, I love them. I don't look at their skin. I don't look at people's color. When I walk into a room, I see a room of people. I don't see black people, Spanish people, Chinese people. I see a room of people. I don't classify and label everybody. Seems that that's what the Democrats like to do. They like to nail labels to everything so that they can split us up and divide us.
Exactly.
So explain a little bit.
Well, the reason I say you get more racism and anti-Semitism, because basically, I mean, especially you look at now, people wouldn't dare say anything racist. People are terrified. I mean, you know, you've got the whole quote-unquote anti-racist movement. So most white people are afraid to say anything, but people are not afraid to say anything anti-Semitic. And with people assuming that I'm not Jewish, I hear everything. I hear a lot more. People will say anti-Semitic phrases. They will, not realizing I'm Jewish. They just say it, thinking, oh, this is fine. I'm with like people. I mean, I've heard it from blacks, I've heard it from white, I hear it from the left, I've heard it from the right. It comes from everywhere. It's not, you know, I put it this way, anti-Semitism is definitely bipartisan.
Right. It's so, to me, baffling that in this country, the country that liberated the Jews in World War II, has even the slightest inkling of this happening anywhere
in the country. This is my thing. Oh. You're going right to where I go. If it wasn't for the, sorry to interrupt, if it wasn't for the contributions and sacrifices that Jewish Americans made during the Revolutionary War to keep America being America, you, myself, Marie, and all your wonderful listeners would not be enjoying the freedom that they have today. Jews financed the Revolutionary War. 10% of the population fought in the Revolutionary War, while only 3% of the rest of America participated. Jewish Americans helped to keep America. In fact, George Washington wrote a letter to Toro Synagogue in Rhode Island. It's still standing. And he acknowledged and recognized Jewish contributions and asked Haim Solomon, who financed the Revolutionary War, Haim, what can I do to repay you? And he said, George, take care of my people. So let me tell you one more time, people out there, anti-Semitism is not only anti-Israel and anti-Zionist. If you are anti-Semitic in this country, you are anti-Christian, anti-American, and anti-God.
Amen to that. Amen to that. We are a Judeo-Christian nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles. When they try to tell you that, no, you hear people say like, well, Muslims made such a great contribution to the world. Like what? They learned how to annihilate people? Are they good at swinging a sword with one swing to decapitate their enemies. I don't know what good they've done. I see none. And the only reason we get oil from Muslims is because the United States helped them get it out of the ground, for crying out loud. If it wasn't for us, they wouldn't be Saudi Arabia and other countries. So it's crazy. It's so crazy. And so we have a lot of people to get to during this show. And it's so insane what we're witnessing. So I want many people to hear so many stories and hear the truth of what's really going on in this world. And so we want to bring it to the show right now to join us. And everybody can stay on the stream with us. So we just have we'll turn it into like a, I don't know if you remember back in the day, they had like the party line. You would dial up and everybody would be on the phone. Hi. And it'll be a party. We're having a party. Ladies and gentlemen, also welcome to the show, Sophia, who escaped
Hi.
The communist regime.
Hello.
To now be all caught up in all this anti-Semitism in the 21st century, in the year 2021, in America, the country that liberated the Jews in World War II in the concentration camp. Jesus, I can't believe it. So, Sophia, tell us a little bit of your story and how you came to be such an activist in all of this.
My goodness. Hi, how are you? It's such an honor and such a pleasure to be on the show. I've been enjoying you guys talking. I love my girl Michelle, Marie, you know, just wonderful people. And I was born in a communist country. I was born in communist Romania. And, of course, communists don't call themselves communists. They call themselves socialists. So it was called the Socialist Republic of Romania. And we escaped when I was 11 years old with the clothes on our backs. I came all the way through France and Canada. I grew up in Canada, and then I came to the United States, became a naturalized citizen looking for my American dream, because the United States of America, the impossible is possible and has been done before and is being done every day. The entrepreneurial, beautiful spirit of the United States, I was so proud to become a citizen, and I can't believe that I came all the way from communist Romania to America, and today I have to fight the communists on American soil and the anti-Semites, and I have to fight liberal Jews who don't realize what's going on yet. This whole thing is so bizarre. It reads like an intro to Armageddon to me.
I can't believe that Democratic Jews in this country don't see the Palestinians attacking their brethren and go, oh, my God, what's going on? How can we vote for this? What did we do? Oh, my. Instead,
well,
they're like,
I think
that, down. I don't get it.
Well, I think that a lot of people have been indoctrinated and brainwashed. And don't forget, a lot of these people grew up watching CNN, watching 60 Minutes, the fake news. They just don't get it because they're movie stars. Agree with them, their favorite singers and Barbara Streisand and Mel Brooks, and everywhere they turn, these people have around them all their idols. Everybody they've ever trusted agrees with their emotions, and their emotions have been hijacked by this fake message. And it's hard to get through to them because of cognitive dissonance. They get angry if you try to bring the truth up, but I think people are starting to wake up. I just don't think they see what's really going on yet because they only watch fake news.
And I wonder why, like, you know, I grew up in the same time. And how come half of us are like, yay, you know, progressiveness, and the other half are like, freedom. When we all watch the same stuff, we all grew up in the same place, same neighborhoods. People I know are whacked, left-wing liberal nuts that I partied with in the woods with beer and bonfires back in 1982. Crazy.
Well, it's emotions. Once they can get to someone's emotions with their message, once they get you emotionally involved in their message, they got you. And that's it. And somehow, either through movies, television, indoctrination, music, somehow, there was a flaw that enabled this fake message to get through. And I think that that's how they got to people.
MK Ultra.
Yeah, totally.
They don't care.
Absolutely. Yeah,
but they don't care about Israel. And this, is a problem. Their ideology, like Sophie and I and Marie always say, their ideology is a religion. I don't mean to interrupt,
yes.
but they don't care about Israel. They don't have a connection. They've lost their Jewish identity.
And when you go to certain parts of, say, New York, I grew up in New York. There's a lot of Jewish folks in New York. There's a whole community in Queens, a Hasidic Jewish community, generally voting Democrat. They are not disconnected from, because they wear the clothes, the hat, they worship, steady worship, they're strict with their religion. How did they get so disconnected?
Well, that's a question.
It's called, they like to, Jews have always wanted to like assimilate. They don't want to be, they don't want to stand out. They want to leave that, you know, that behind them. They want to fit in. And sometimes it's at their own expense.
I don't know why someone would want to fit in that bad.
I think that some of the older folks were afraid of white supremacists, as in the old definition, you know, white hoods and violent, you know, people with swastikas and stuff like that. So that was the older generation is afraid of that. And the younger generation
right.
has been indoctrinated.
Right.
Right. Right. The older Jews still remember the legacy of the European Christianity that preyed on Jews for centuries, but
right.
they don't realize that American Christians, and I'm going to say it again, American Christians are Jews' best friends, not the American left. And that is what we are that's the message, and that's why when we do our rallies and we do our events, we give so much thanks and love to our American Christian brothers and sisters, because they love Israel and they love Jews, and they stand up, they wave flags, the Israeli flag. I mean, look at Kufi. Look at Pastor Hagee with Kufi. They give
yeah.
more money to Israel and Jews and help the IDF than any other organization. It's outstanding, and they need to be mentioned and recognized, because let's face it, Jews are not increasing in number. We're decreasing.
Yeah.
And you know, most people don't know this, and I always like to bring this up. There are only 15 million Jews in the world. 15 million. There's 1.7 billion Muslims. 15 million Jews, half of them live in Israel, right? So recently we see Bernie Sanders and the left voting against the Israeli defense system. They voted against supplying Israel with ammunition for the Iron Dome. The Iron Dome being the missile defense system that just stopped last week 4,300 missiles from landing into Israel. And we have people like Bernie Sanders, who, you know, might have been born out of Jewish heritage, but he's not Jewish. He's a fake Jew. He's an enemy of Israel. He's united
Amen.
With the anti-Semites on the left. You know, that's the red line, green line alliance of communists and Islam. Right there. It's happening in American government right before our eyes.
And I knew
and
we had trouble.
Fighting for their rights.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk about the rights. We've got Arab Israelis serving in the Knesset. If you're an LGBTQ, they'll throw you off a building in Gaza. The largest gay pride is in Tel Aviv. So who's the apartheid state? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's like upside down.
Well, you know, anytime the left is accusing or directing something in your direction, they're usually doing what they're accusing. So, if they're accusing you,
yeah, that's why I say read your Alinsky.
You know, yes, our friend, she's in the live feed, Kathy Chamberlain, Rules for Deplorables. You want to get that book? It's the counter to Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals.
Yeah, that's great. What is it? Rules for Deplorables? I love it.
Yeah, Kathy Chamberlain, Rules for Deplorables. Great book. You got to get it. It counters everything in Saul Alinsky's book. It's great. She did an amazing job on that book. There you go, Kathy. Shameless plug. She's there in the live feed. And she's a great speaker, and she likes to come out to events. Contact her. She'll speak. Great lady. She came to us. We had a Second Amendment rally a year ago here in our area, and she came and spoke, and we were able to sell some books for, and it was great. And again, it's sticking together, it's networking, and bringing it all together, folks. We gotta stick together. So I heard something really cool was going to take place on the show tonight, folks, and we're going to get to that here real soon. Our friend, my friend Michelle here on the line, told me that someone or all of you are going to join and sing the Israeli national anthem live on the Patriot Nation radio show. And I can't wait. I didn't know anybody was going to could sing. I know I can't. You don't want to hear me sing. Oh, when that time comes, we'll leave the singing to you ladies. Does that sound good?
That sounds fabulous. Let's do it.
It'll be great. Because here at the Patriot Nation Radio, we definitely support Israel and our Jewish brothers and sisters. I go to church on Sundays, and we learn who the chosen people are. And so we stick together. We fight the enemy together, side by side. The fact that people are being attacked in America. Something going on in the background. A kid's having some fun with the mom, hooting and hollering. I hope everybody didn't hear that. But anyway. Are there any other events in the near future or in the distant future for the Jexit group? And if so, how do people link up with you and link up with the events? I saw that you guys were in Pompano Beach. Is that coming up, or did that happen on yesterday? Or Tuesday?
That's on June 8th.
Hello?
That's on June 8th.
June 8th, right.
Yeah.
And you got some good speakers there. Siggy Flicker and Scott Pressler will be there at that event. Tell folks about that one.
That is going to be the America First Patriots Club that is going to be instrumental in helping to unite candidates and to help to fill the precincts in Broward County. We're going to work from the ground level up to try to turn Broward red, if you will, and to help reelect our great governor. We feel that Broward can move the needle enough to move, reelect our great governor. We were the group of women, I don't know if you remember, but we exposed during the supervisor of elections the voter fraud, the attempted voter fraud. We found the snipped ballot ties in the parking lot, and we helped to force the recount. And believe it or not, the Jewish vote, 31,000, was what put our great governor over the top. And then I want to just say one other thing, because this is one of our most proud accomplishments. In 2016, the Jewish vote for President Trump was 29%. It was founded in 2018 after the stopping of the steal. That actually, our whole group that protested for 8 days, they came up initially with the stop the steal mantra. And then Jexit was founded, and we went from a 29% for Trump in 2016 to a whopping 43% Jewish vote in 2020. So we are very proud about what we accomplished, and we're going to do it again to reelect our great governor.
Amen. Now, many folks are pushing for Trump DeSantis 2024. It would be an unbeatable ticket, and we can make America Florida, and that would be amazing.
You know, I wanted to tell you, you should ask Marie where she lives. We're trying to get her down here to move down here.
Yes, Marie.
Marie,
please.
Are you there?
Baltimore.
Come to Florida. We welcome you.
Oh, I want to come to Florida so bad.
It's a great place. It's freedom. Lives in the Sunshine State. You know, we got to push the governor to protect the Second Amendment, like some of these other states, like Texas and Idaho and some of these other states. I think it's 21 states now are not going to fall in line with the gun grabs that Democrats want to portray upon the people. So, you know what I'm saying?
I think we're setting up two different countries. If you look at all the states that are passing all these laws that are determined not to do what Biden's government wants.
Right. It really says something when you see so many states going, we're suing and fighting and standing up for Second Amendment and the rights of the people. What happens if DeSantis does join the president's ticket and runs in 2024 and gets elected at least 2 years without DeSantis as our governor? Who would fill in? What do we do then? I kind of was trying to hope that Anthony Sabatini would run so that DeSantis could run with President Trump, because I don't know anybody else other than Anthony Sabatini who's in line with the Constitution and freedom and liberty and fighting against the evil forces that we are up against each and every day. What would happen if he joined and won and went to the White House? Who would we fill in for the last 2 years of that administration? We'd have to get a real good lieutenant governor, I guess.
Well, a lot of people are moving to Florida, that's for sure. So we've got a few in the pike, but I think Governor DeSantis is going to be here. I think it's going to be Trump and General Flynn. That's what I think.
You know, that sounds like a real strong ticket, but I think he would do better with DeSantis or Kristi Noem at this point. But like you said before, if you get people in by their emotions, people are very emotional about the situation that General Flynn went through with the bogus arrest, and he lost everything and went through all that stuff. So, you know, it would be a strong ticket. I know Mike Pence ain't got a chance. He blew it. So
I don't know if you know, but our surprise, our newest team member and millennial, beautiful girl. She's an Israeli American, and she was a finalist on the American Idol show. And she sings the national anthem like you wouldn't believe.
And she's on
the line as well.
And what's her name?
Her name is Hadass Levy. She's fluent in Hebrew. And she's fluent in English, and she's beautiful, and she was a crowd pleaser. So we wanted her to call and surprise all of your listeners to her rendition of the national anthem. She can also sing the Israeli national anthem, but I don't know if you would want to hear that.
Well,
oh, totally. Oh, my God. She has to.
When we were talking about it, the thing was that we were going to sing the Israeli national anthem tonight. So I'm all for it. I think it's important. I think we should have Hadass sing it live on the air. It would be amazing.
She's awesome. She hits that high note.
The only problem is I don't have an Israeli flag around me to hold up. So I'll hold up the American flag.
We'll hold it. We'll hold it for you.
You know, because I do the Star Spangled Banner here every show, and I stand and I hold the flag in the camera on the live feed. So we can do the back-to-back national anthem. We'll do the Israeli, and then we'll do the American national anthem, and then we'll close the show, and it'll be fun.
She can do
right
both. She does them both.
Awesome. So you do both. You know? What I want to do first before we do that is give out any and all website information, how to join the group, where to get merchandise, whatever the case may be, where to donate, where to, you know, all that fun stuff. And then we'll rock out these two national anthems by American Idol contestant Hadass Levy. I'm excited.
I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that our beloved Sophia has done all of our websites. We put her to work night and day.
You know what happened? Here's the thing. So we got so unlucky with webmasters and people and that I got angry. I had to understand the technology so no one could hold me hostage. And so I learned how to do it because I couldn't stand not understanding and depending on these fly-by-night people. And so that's how that happened. I learned it out of spite.
She's not just a beautiful face. She's got it all.
There you go.
The capacity to learn something if I get really angry enough.
And you know, my friend Joanne, I believe she's a fan of one of the reality shows that one of your friends was on there for a season or two.
Ziggy.
And she was asking if she was going to be on the show this evening, but she's on vacation, and that is Ziggy Flicker from Housewives of New Jersey.
She'll be at our event. She's speaking on June 8th, so come June 8th.
And it would be great. I would love to have her come on the show, too, one day. Maybe in a week or two, three, we could all do this again and talk about what horrors we witness, or if we witness some greatness, and you know, this all ends, and all of a sudden we're at peace. I doubt that's going to happen, but you know, maybe in a week or two or three, we could all come on again and talk about this, and we'll bring some of the other guests and Jexit members that weren't able to make it tonight on, and we'll just have another party. It's great. I love it.
That'd
I love
be great. Thank you.
The causes of good people and good organizations and Jexit folks. That's hashtag Jexit. Search it.
You just reminded me of a famous quote by Golda Meir. There will be peace when they love their children more than they hate us.
Right. You know what I said for the longest time that nobody voted really for Joe Biden. They voted against Donald Trump. That's what they did. They did not vote for Joe Biden. Their hate.
Yeah.
For President
right.
Trump trumped their love of America. And that's scary when you have that much hate in your heart that you would see your country destroyed just to get one person. That's unbelievable. I'm still shocked. It's been months and months and I'm still in shock.
I mean, it's it shows how bad they were brainwashed into believing And so you hear people now, they're regretting their vote. And it's like, you know, you're so busy hating this man instead of realizing he's going to destroy your country, he's going to destroy your way of life.
Right. And there's folks that are trying to bring down this great nation, and they're making great inroads on their mission. You got people like Ilhan Omar. When Muslims get elected to American Congress, or the House of Representatives, you know we're going down the wrong path. We were attacked on 9/11 by Muslims, and now we're electing them. There's a mosque across the street from Ground Zero as we speak. That is sickening. One of the reasons I left that shithole, excuse my language, ladies, but I'm just taking from our president. I'm quoting our president. You know, no more bullshit. She's got to stop. And we're going to be waving flags and rallying all over the country until the next presidential election. And that's a guarantee. I cannot believe I have never seen the support for a candidate coming up on 6 months to the after the inauguration of a new administration, where people in droves are standing on corners holding Trump flags and waving flags of a president who's been out of office for 6 months. Never.
Yep.
In the history of this country, did you ever see that? Where people are rallying weekly, daily, on street corners across the country, waving President Trump flags 6 months after he's out of office. It's unheard of. It's unreal. It's unbelievable. And I'm thankful that people are still so fired up that he's going to win in a landslide. I think he's going to get 100 million votes, and so many people are going to come out that they will not be able to cheat. We thought that this with the Walk Away campaign and Jexit and Blexit and Lexit and all these people that were exiting, Latinos and Blacks, and everybody exiting the Democrat Party. When you're seeing the movement of Brandon Straka, he had, in August, he had 300,000 members. By like September, it went up like to 10 million in like a month for the Walk Away campaign. And Donald Trump lost. anybody who believes that really is off their rocker. Common sense dictates that President Trump won in a landslide. I know when I went to bed, he was winning in a landslide. 2 o'clock in the morning, bam, there it goes. And now look where we're at. Israel's under attack. Russia's on the border of Ukraine. China is going crazy, building up their military and spreading China virus all over the world. The border is broken. Gas prices are going up. Jobs are being lost. And it's only a
nobody's going to work.
And people are making more money. People are making more money sitting on the couch than they are going to work, so they can't get people to go to work. So some places are closed still. Some businesses are only open for a couple hours a day, 8 hours they close, they lost their second shift because people are making more money. Governor DeSantis, great man, does it again. Gets rid of the 300 supplemental unemployment federal payment and tells the people, time to get back to work. He is so awesome. Don't you think? The guy is great. I'm so proud to live in Florida. You've got to come to Florida. Come on, move down.
We love it here.
Because we're getting flooded by people who want New York or Florida. They all want to come down here in New York or Florida. If they could leave their liberal lunacy in New York, that'd be great, but they can't.
They're going to vote in for what they were running from.
And I have a friend who is up in New York right now, and she's working side by side with Guardian Angel Curtis Sliwa to get him elected to be the mayor of New York City, where we can make New York safe again, where you can go back into the city of New York and not have to worry. When I was a kid growing up in New York, when you went into Manhattan, you had to hide your gold change. You had to put your wallet in your front pocket, and you had to be scared. You had to be nervous. There was a high crime rate. The murder rate was really high. Mayor Dinkins and Mayor Koch, they really did a number on New York City. And then came Rudy Giuliani. Bam! Put the right guy in office. All of a sudden, you could wear your jewelry. You could put your wallet in your back pocket. You didn't have to be scared. You could go in the subway. You weren't going to get pushed on the tracks. Because law and order works. And an average, normal person wants law and order. They don't want to be sitting at the sidewalk cafe and be surrounded by terrorists with Palestinian flags and attacked. Therefore, we need people like Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, and the ladies of Jackson. So any of you ladies have any political aspirations? Are you planning on maybe I should run for my county commission or my school board or something?
Marie, tell them what you're doing.
I did it once already.
Some of us.
Marie? Are you planning on running again, Marie?
Not anytime soon. not in Maryland.
Yeah. It's the swamp over there, It's really close.
It's too blue here. I call Maryland California light.
California light.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I love it.
Welcome to California light.
Almost every law they pass in California, they try to pass it here in Maryland.
It's crazy.
We had acts for a few years.
I heard an astonishing stat today about all these shootings that have been taking place. You notice under the last president, there was a couple of shootings, but all of a sudden, they're everywhere. And I think every single shooting since the Biden administration took place, but one, have been in a gun-free zone. Go figure.
Exactly.
What's up with that? Gun-free zones are bad. Get rid of gun-free zones. Open constitutional carry for everyone, and you watch how fast the crime rate goes down. It's pretty astonishing.
Because criminals don't pay attention to laws, and the left haven't gotten that in their heads.
They got it in their heads. It's not about the law. It's about getting the guns from people so they can control them. That's the real reason. It's not anything to do with saving lives or protecting people. It's so that they can destroy lives and take the country and make us servants instead of citizens. They've become the ruling class. They don't. They're not beholden to the laws. It's obvious. especially the demon rat party, they're not beholden to any laws. It's apparent. They can do what they want, when they want, how they want, and have become the do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do party. And it's really scary. We'll do this. You sit down and shut up and do what we say. Put your mask on, go get vaccinated, and do what we say. Sorry. And, you know, they're talking about vaccine passports. How scary is that? They're attacking Jewish folks on the city streets of America, and soon they're going to be saying, papers, please. What?
Wait, how about, Marie, how about the liaison to the White House telling us Jews to take our kippot off? Take our kippot off.
Right,
so that we
hide
can
our magadavis.
Right. And so Marie said, well, what should a black person take their color off their skin, and an Asian and an Indian American change their skin color too?
Right. I guess according to them, right? It's unbelievable.
It's
the hypocrisy
of
the left.
It's unbelievable.
Instead of them coming saying, we're behind you, we'll defend you, they're like making, like, we're the reason why we're being attacked.
It's unbelievable. And I pray for peace for the Jewish folks of this world and of this country, and especially those who have been under a barrage of bombs. They had 11 days, over 4,000 missiles launched at them. I couldn't, and that's a problem I see here in this country too. And I don't wish anything, any harm on my nation, but a lot of folks here in this country have no idea what it's like to struggle, to go without, to hear the sirens blasting, that missiles are coming in and they're raining down on you, and the sirens are blasting, and you got your children and you're hiding in a bathtub, scared to death that you're going to be killed. People here don't know what that feeling is. They have no idea what it's like to live with nothing. My friend at work is from Serbia, and the Muslims screwed up their nation, and now he lives in America. And he lived during their war 3 years without electricity. Picture a millennial today. 3 years. He was a young kid. He was a teenager. So you're going to say a 16-year-old today in America without electricity for 3 years. How do you think that'll turn out, Michelle?
Yeah, they'd be unbelievable. I can't, never. It's unbelievable. My heart goes out to the IDF for those kids, what they have to do and what their parents have to go through just to defend their right to exist in their God-given land. It's unconscionable.
You know, you think folks would on the left would consider the children, but obviously what's going on down at the border, they don't care about the children anywhere. They make it about the children, but they don't care about the children. Remember, kids in cages.
It's exploits. Exploit everything. That's what they do. They exploit everything.
The kids in cages. The cages were built by the Obama administration. The kids in cages were under the Obama administration. The Trump administration eliminated the cages, and now they're in little plexiglass rooms covered by a tent that the media is not allowed to go in and see because they're piled up on each other. But the media is silent. And what's going to happen if President Trump gets elected again? They're going to blame those tented glass rooms on President Trump. It's baffling. So again, let's give out any and all websites and do the national anthem. I'm ready. I'm excited.
Wait, real quick. Before you do that, I want to read you, it's 2 seconds, the words to our Israeli national anthem, because she's going to sing it in Hebrew, but I just want you to hear the words. And it goes like this. As long as within our hearts the Jewish soul sings, as long as forward to the east, to Zion looks the eye. Our hope is not yet lost. It is 2,000 years old. To be a free people in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. And that's Hatikva. It means the hope.
Excellent. And Is the singer ready? And let's make sure. I want to post her name here in the live feed so people can support her. Is she still on a musical journey?
Hadass, are you there?
Uh-oh. I think we lost her.
All right. Asking her now. She gave me a thumbs up. She's there. She's talking. You can't hear her.
Oh. Let's see. Is she on her own phone line?
Yeah, she pressed 1. 818. She's on 818.
Okay, I got her. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Bringing her in right now. Ladies
Hello?
And gentlemen. Hello. And tell the folks your name. And I watch American Idol all the time. My friend Ryan down here in Florida at KISS 105.3 and formerly of 95.3 here in my area had a radio
mm-hmm.
show, and I was Idol Man for 10 years on his radio show.
Oh, wow.
My
name's Hadass.
Yes.
Hadass from season 2.
So I probably critiqued you. And I'm sorry I don't remember. And how do you spell your name? I want to put it out there so folks can. Are you still doing music and trying to have an aspiring career in the music industry?
You know, I'm on this journey with Jexit right now, which I'm so proud to be a part of. I'm so happy to be singing. And this is my music. I'll always love music, and I'll always love this mission that we are on. So I'm definitely on a journey. I'm on the Jexit journey.
Amen. Uh-oh. All right. Well, then
we
let's
love
ride.
You.
they,
I love,
they
you,
love you.
And I love you. I love you all.
Amen. And that's the key, you know? Love is really the key. Love is the answer. If everybody was loving and caring, we wouldn't be anywhere in this mess that we're in right now. But people are more self-centered, egotistical, and bitter.
No. I moved from California to Florida 5 months ago, and I couldn't be more happy with my decision. I love it out here.
Yes, indeed. Best move you could have made.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it amazing how many patriots there are here? You stand out on the streets at a rally, you see like hundreds of people waving flags, and just the place is cleaner than when they got there. They don't destroy anybody's property. Respectful. Kind
Absolutely.
And friendly and accepting. It's amazing. You know, when I first
Absolutely.
Started getting into all of it, we used to do a thing, Overpasses for America. My friend James Neighbors, he was the creator of that, and they did great things. And one of my first rallies, I went up on an overpass, and I was like, holy crap, I'm not alone. There's other people that feel just like me. Look, I'm up here. There's 50 other people. They feel just like me. I was amazed. It was great to know
amazing.
I was not alone. And that's
amazing.
One of the things we got to do, too. Is let people know you're not alone. If you have patriotic feelings and you want to wave your flag, we're out here, and you're not going to get attacked for doing it.
No.
Join us.
And, you know, there's a lot of patriots in California as well, but, you know, the government is just in charge over there, and they don't really care. So.
Well, some amazing things took place, and there will be a recall election against Gavin Newsom, so that's good news. And I think he's going to get beat in a landslide because he's a turd. I don't know, but who knows, because he's related to Nancy Pelosi, and they got their claws all over that. They're related to the former Governor Brown, and they got their patronage family all over the government over there. So who knows? He might pull out a stolen win.
All right. Well, we hope not.
You know? So, ladies and gentlemen, we have an awesome young lady going to sing. I don't know if you know, Hadass, but they put you on the cuff for the national anthem also, so of America
yes.
and Israel.
We're going to start. You know, in America, you start with the Star-Spangled Banner, and in Israel, you finish every event with the Atikva, so it's perfect. We'll start with the Star-Spangled Banner and finish with the Atikva.
All right, folks. And if you are there in the live feed, I will raise this flag right here to the camera, and we can rise, remove your hats, and let's join Hadass in the national anthem and then the Israeli national anthem to follow. I am proud and honored to bring this to you live on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And here we go. I'm rising. I am standing. My flag is in the camera. Action. It's all you, Hadass. God bless you.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light once so proudly we hailed at the twilight's lamps gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in their gates roof through the night, lit our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star sing on banner yet wave on the land of a parade? And the home of the parade.
Amazing.
Wowie wow.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank
and now,
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Israeli national anthem sung in Hebrew. Amazing. I got chills. I'm ready for more. Ladies and gentlemen, Hadass Levy with the Israeli national anthem.
Kolot Aleva Penima Nefesh Yehudi Omriya Umfante Mizrach Kadima Ahim Lezion Sofiya. Lord,
much for that. That was amazing. I am honored and proud to have heard that and had that and played that live over the Patriot Nation Radio Network and Facebook live feed. Although on Facebook we're squashed so deeply, but we still get sometimes we get 1,000 viewers, sometimes we don't. But you know how it is on Facebook these days. But folks over in Blog Talk Radio Land, I hope you enjoyed that rendition of the Star Spangled Banner and the Israeli National Anthem. I am a proud supporter, and I back Israel 100%. The Patriot Nation Radio backs Israel, and America backs Israel. Contrary to what you may believe, while watching the news of Palestinian flags waving in the streets of America, sick. God bless you all, ladies. I am so proud and honored to have had you on. Let's do it again in 2 or 3 weeks. Bring on some of the folks that couldn't join you, and let's talk about what's happening in this country to our brethren, our brothers and sisters of the Israeli and Jewish faith. It's unbelievable.
We would love to. We would love to. We're fighting the good fight. We're out in the streets, and you just were blessed by the Israeli national anthem, Hatikvah. So you're definitely going to be blessed for everything that you've done to help us and support us and giving us this time and opportunity to share with your viewers or your listeners.
Thank you so much. There's too many to list here, folks. We got Marie and Sophia and Michelle and Hadassah. And is there anybody else that I missed? I'm sorry. I want to thank you all for coming on the show. It's, again, a great honor. And we're here. There's many Americans who have the back of our Israeli brothers and sisters and our Jewish brethren across this country. I don't believe the news. Don't believe the hype. It is not an apartheid state. It is a democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East, surrounded by their enemy on all sides. Thanks to President Trump, there were some great peace deals made in the 4 years he was there to have an alliance that would maybe have their back. And I think they need to go after the state-sponsored terrorism, Iran, and erase Palestine also from the map. That's it. That's my own opinion. With that, I want to say thank you all. God bless you. God bless America. Until we meet again next Thursday, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Good night and God bless.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Take care. That's a wrap, folks.